Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Protecting our food and medicine.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Food and Drug Administration is a pretty important agency, wouldn't you say? It has seemed all the more important lately. But a panel of experts says the FDA is in rough shape. It doesn't have enough resources. Today, the Senate will take up this issue. More from John Dimsdale.
Drug recalls and food scares raised questions about the FDA's ability to regulate a growing number of products.
The FDA has actually lost about 1,000 people in the last 3 years, so something needs to change or the agency will continue to go downhill.
William Hubbard is a former associate FDA commissioner. He thinks Congress should double the agency's budget for inspecting food.
Mexico last year, after the spinach outbreaks in California, announced it was going to consider banning the importation to Mexico of American fruits and vegetables. If that kind of thought process takes hold around the world, our food industry is in tremendous jeopardy.
60% of the fresh fruit and vegetables Americans eat comes from overseas. The Senate Health Committee today considers legislation giving the FDA more resources to inspect and block contaminated food imports. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
As you might have heard, the Treasury Secretary talked a little bit yesterday about this plan to freeze interest rates for some homeowners. Wall Street's response was skepticism of the government getting involved. The Dow dropped 57 points to 13,314. The Nasdaq lost 23 to 2637. The S&P 500 fell 8 to 1472. In Tokyo today, the Nikkei dropped about 1%. Shares in London are down about the same. The European Union says unemployment is at a record low. The jobless rate is 7.2%, the lowest it's been since the modern EU was formed in 1993. We're joined now by our reporter, Megan Williams, in Rome. So, Megan, is this creating a better feeling about the economy among Europeans?
Well, that's the interesting thing about it, is that it's not. I mean, inflation is up, and it's at a six-year high. It hit 3% in November. Prices are really high in Europe for food and oil. That's obviously due to worldwide tendencies for commodities, grains being used as biofuels, all that sort of thing. There have been huge strikes across Europe as well. There's also the low dollar. Certainly exporters are feeling the impact of that. Interest rates are obviously going up, so people aren't borrowing money. So despite the fact that there seems to be more job stability and less unemployment across Europe, that isn't translating into confidence.
How are you seeing that feeling of uneasiness among people play out in day-to-day life?
Well, Germany, for one, I mean, the retail sales is down. In Italy, where I am, retailers are struggling very hard. One thing on the retail scene, on the street level, if you will, there's a lot more what they call here bancarelle, just the casual street markets. There's been a huge shift in Italy towards buying from those sorts of places, you know, where people aren't paying rent, so prices are lower. So the informal casual market has had a real boon in Italy and across Europe, and people who have been selling in traditional ways are hurting.
Okay, Megan Williams in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
I'd say sleep is the bane of my existence, probably for most people who work in the middle of the night. The stats suggest 50 to 70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. There's a hotel in New York City that's hoping to put some of these troubles to rest. We asked Jamie Bedrin to check it out.
Forget about the fancy chocolates on your pillow. At New York City's Benjamin Hotel, it's all about the pillow itself.
Hi, yes, if we could just go ahead and order a foam pillow for room 512 and have it sent up right away. Thank you so much.
At the Benjamin Hotel, guests can choose from more than a dozen pillows.
The most popular is the Swedish Memory. That was the pillow designed by NASA. Also, the down pillow is really popular. We also have a music pillow, which is you can simply connect it to your iPad and you can listen to your music. The speaker is inside the pillow, so you don't hear the music directly into your ear.
That was Anya Orlanska, the Benjamin Hotel's sleep concierge. She's charged with making sure clients sleep peacefully. The hotel guarantees it, or your money back. Industry experts say the bedding boom took off in 1999 when the high-end Westin Hotel introduced its Heavenly Bed. At the Benjamin, Orlanska emails guests before they arrive to find out their pillow preference. She says the buckwheat, filled with buckwheat hulls, is popular. So is the Satin Beauty, which helps keep hair coiffed overnight. There's also one for snorers.
We have a guest that actually, she purchased the pillow because her husband apparently stopped snoring when the moment he started using the pillow, and she swears that that's the pillow helps him.
Many of the hotel's pillows are available to buy online. It's hard to say whether a pillow could actually cure someone of insomnia or snoring, but sleep doctors like Charles Kimmelman with Cornell University say they can't hurt.
Throughout human existence, we didn't have pillows, okay? So do we need pillows? No, but they are something of comfort.
Kimmelman says the pillow is a symbol of going to sleep, and often that's enough to help a restless sleeper catch some quality shut-eye. But if the Benjamin's pillows and luxury sheets aren't enough to help you sack out, the hotel, where rooms start at more than $300 a night, also offers soothing in-room massages and bedtime snacks for an extra charge. In New York, I'm Jamie Bedrin for Marketplace.
Oh, sorry, I started to drift off there. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.